scop prasa.
That's our intro.
Hello everybody and welcome to Bioscope Brasa, the show where two Brasa talk about movie news, reviews, shorts, and some cack in between. My name is Ross.
And I'm Jody.
The show is divided into two segments from four segments. I don't know, if you're an avid listener, you'll notice that we have...
evolved.
Yeah, we've evolved.
We've evolved.
We've grown up. We've come, like boys to men, we've evolved. Now we do a show...
Technically, boys to men devolved. They went from four to three.
Oof, too soon, Jody. Too soon. They miss that face now.
They miss him.
This show has two segments, movie news and shorts, where we talk about movie news and shorts.
Shorts being trailers.
Oh, my word.
For the new listeners who are just joining us.
Jody, I don't. You just come in and say it because I'm not going to say it.
They need to learn.
Get your shit together. And then review, where we review a movie for that week. Let's get into it.
Where news and shorts.
All right, we're gonna kick it off with shorts, which is trailers, because Josie keeps making me say it.
so many trailers this week.
There was a lot of trailers. We actually had to cut it down because of, you know, our listeners' attention spans. So there was, it felt like 50 trailers came out this week.
It really did, and actually figuring out which ones we were gonna leave out was tough.
Yeah.
All right. If you had one wish in the world, what would it be?
I wish this holiday wouldn't end.
So, can you tell that it's gotten worse?
I'd like to make a speech.
Well, maybe Sam will do it for me.
I'd love to do it for me.
Now, as most of you will know, I'm slowly losing my ability to remember. And I definitely wouldn't be here if it weren't for this man next to me.
I want to be remembered for who I was, but not for who I'm about to become.
So we're going to start with the first one, which is Supernova. Supernova stars Stanley Tucci and Colin Firth, directed by Harry McQueen. Sam and Tusker, partners for 20 years, travel across England, reuniting with friends and family. 2 years earlier, Tusker was diagnosed with early onset dementia.
The role of Tusker being played by Stanley Tucci, from what we've seen in the trailer. I actually saw this movie being advertised on TV. Again, something I haven't heard was being made.
I don't watch TV anymore.
I know, it's weird. But I really dug the trailer. The amount of emotion that they conveyed in like that 3 minute trailer was quite astounding. And Colin Firth and Stanley Tucci are like perfectly suited to these characters that they're playing.
Yeah, I mean, you're looking at actors who can act their fucking asses off.
They really can.
And the range on both of them is just insane.
I mean, Stanley Tucci has been in every weird thing you can think of. I mean,
Colin Firth as well. I mean, yeah. The Kingsman, from going from Kingsman to this is like night and day. So I feel like the performances are going to be something to look out for with that one, for sure. Mm-hmm. And I think people are going to cry.
They're going to cry.
Yeah.
Definitely something that I'm excited about, actually, because it's so laid back and so different from all the other bombastic things coming out.
I don't mind crying in a movie, I'll be honest.
True that.
I like a good cry, for sure. Okay, the next one, which is a shift in pace, is The 355.
Put your gun down, please.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Pull the trigger, or you can listen.
We all work for different intelligence agencies. American, British, German, Colombian, Chinese. But now we have a common enemy.
And if we don't stop them, they'll start World War III.
We'll catch up.
So we need to join forces.
Okay, this is an ensemble cast.
Big ensemble.
Jessica Chastain, Penelope Cruz, Fan Bingbing, that's a real name. Mm-hmm. Lupita Nyong'o, Diane Kruger, Sebastian Stan, and Edgar Ramirez. Directed by Simon Kinberg.
Mm-hmm. more known for his production and writing than his directing.
Yes, X-Men Universe. Mm-hmm. He's the man behind the X-Men Universe that you know and love or hate. The movie centers around five women who band together to stop a global organization from acquiring a weapon that could thrust the teetering world into total chaos.
One of the other descriptions I saw mentioned World War III again, because that's never been mentioned in the movie before.
Very real fear though to have a fear of World War III. Things are so on edge. It could pop off at any time.
Particularly if they get this weapon that
it's always a weapon.
It's always something.
Sometimes the weapon is just one person that's an asshole.
So we reviewed Jessica Chastain in her other action film on the previous show. This one to me looks a lot better.
Yeah.
I like the ensemble cast. There's some really, really cool actresses in this film. And they really highlighted them as opposed to any of the male actors.
Like
Sebastian Stan is only in there for like a couple of seconds, I think, at most. And from what I saw, it's like each one of them seems to belong to a different secret agency. So the CIA, MI6, that type of thing. Seems like a really cool cast. Seems like a really good action movie. They didn't give away too much in this trailer.
Yeah, I mean, well, it's a spy movie, essentially.
Yeah.
And female-driven movies are so hot right now. And I'm here for it. Jessica Chastain taking her career into the action space.
She's really pushing
That's two now. Lupita Nyong'o is one of my favorites.
Mm-hmm.
Fan Bingbing, she is huge in China.
Yeah. They also tease that there's going to be some really cool action scenes involving her taking on, like, large groups of, like, henchmen. So
Fan Bingbing.
Yeah, Fan Bingbing's character. They didn't give away too much, other than it seems like she's going to take on a lot. But they seem to emphasize the action scenes for the other actresses, and they seem to be keeping hers in reserve.
That's quite a stereotype, that the Chinese woman does all the kung fu.
It is a bit of a stereotype. But I hope it'll be, like, a good stereotype in this case.
Yeah. Diane Kruger making bratwurst, like, so.
Yeah, she's so German.
I'm excited for a female-driven spy movie that is not Charlie's Angels, because that was trash.
The latest one wasn't so bad.
It was trash, Jody. Bold attach.
It wasn't so bad.
Oh my god. Anyway, I'm moving on now.
This title's a mouthful. Borat: Gift of Pornographic Monkey to Vice Premier Mikhail Pence to make benefit recently diminished nation of Kazakhstan.
I don't think it's such a mouthful.
Not at all. It rolls off the tongue.
Say it 10 times fast.
Where is everybody?
They're wanting everybody to quarantine so they don't spread this virus.
Could I stay in your home?
I hope quarantine never ends.
What is more dangerous, this virus or the Democrat?
Democrats.
Killing some of the virus.
No, you can't see the virus.
No, it's still there.
If you think you see a virus go like that,
this makes the virus sleepy. And then when it's sleeping,
the daddy has a lot to learn.
My daddy is the smartest person in the whole flat world.
While the risk of coronavirus remains low, as the president said yesterday, we're ready for anything.
Michael Penis, I brought the girl for you.
Borat's subsequent movie film.
You fist me. Now I fist you?
What do you prefer? You fist me or I fist you?
Same time.
Fist each other.
Yeah, right? There you go.
Nobody knew he was filming this.
How the hell does Sacha Baron Cohen still film things in secret?
That's interesting. That's interesting. From the trailer that dropped, it seems that people know him now.
Yes.
And he can't get in to interview people, so he has to go in disguise.
I mean, the trailer starts off with him being recognized and running with his jacket over his head.
Exactly. How meta is that? So now you have Sacha Baron Cohen playing Borat, who has to play other characters in order to gain access. My favorite part of the trailer was him entering the Republican rally dressed as Donald Trump with his daughter on his shoulders.
Yes.
I am super excited to see this.
Yeah. Fun fact, that scene actually played out on the news. It was widely reported that the Republican convention was invaded by someone in a Trump outfit with the woman on their shoulder. Somehow, we have no idea that it was Borat.
Yeah.
That's just crazy. In this day and age, with social media, with news coverage on everything, The fact that it did not get out at the
How does he border. Even operate? That's the question. There was another clip that came out recently of him dressed as a character performing this racist song and people were like jamming to it.
He got them to jam.
Yeah. They were fucking jamming to the song and it was like, I don't know. I borderline using the N-word, but anyway.
Yeah. Look, it shows you that even though we feel as though the world is for the most part moving on and embracing more liberal ideals and accepting each other, there are still large swaths of the population that it takes
one orange man to just divide a fucking nation. But super excited. I really want to see who he makes fun of in that and who he exposes. I think people are going to be exposed.
Look, it also shows that the streaming networks, they know that they need to kind of set themselves apart now. They are all competing for a very big market with cinemas not being available to audiences.
Yeah.
So Amazon Prime clearly has taken a punt on like backing him for this thing.
Oh, for sure.
I'm excited. It's fun.
And he seems like an individual because I know him. No, I don't know him personally. But to me, he seems like an individual who cares more about the art and the message than the actual box office and making tons of money.
And he's been successful enough that he can embrace that side.
I wonder if he can still make me go, what the fuck? I think he can.
No, I'm pretty sure he can.
Yeah, yeah. Because, I mean, this is pretty America. Sure this can. Is America.
The weird shit happened.
Okay. Moving on. Everything is delayed. So we...
Everything except Wonder Woman. Which they are forecasting will still come out this year. But guys...
They're going to delay that movie. Movie theaters are closing in the States. And we're not sure if they're actually going to be any major releases this year.
Mm-hmm.
MCU, the Marvel Cinematic Universe, they delayed Black Widow, which I was super fucking excited for. I'm craving a liquor superhero movie now.
And obviously we all miss ScarJo after she was killed off in the
movie. ScarJo, are you friends?
We super tight. Me, her, Chris Ev.
Have you seen his penis?
We hang. I heard about it.
Oh, okay.
I don't look at it online. He just whips it out to us when we...
I see. I saw it online and that is America's penis.
That's America's ass with America's penis. So we were both really excited for that film. The trailers were super cool and just seeing where a character was going between all the other stuff that was going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really sad. But we can't go through everything. We don't have enough time.
No, we don't have enough time. Just, blanket statement. Everything's delayed.
Yeah, everything right now is a nightmare, dude. I have no idea how this is going to get resolved. The backlog. Remember, all of these like big studios have got these expanding universes now that they're all working on.
100%.
And they all everyone had a plan and... Fuck, your plan is gone now.
In his jobs.
It's in his jobs.
Yo, COVID really fucked the world, eh? I mean, movies is one thing, but like...
The world?
Yeah, the world. Avatar 2 completed filming. I don't care about this.
Not particularly.
I give zero fucks. Moving on. Scream 5 being cast and filming soon. Scream 5, I actually was a fan of the original Screams.
I really enjoyed them. In fact, they were on TV recently. They came on like one every week and Jen and I were watching them. And they were good films. Wes Craven, it was a really cool concept.
I like the flows where... They started with Drew Barrymore.
Yes.
You think she's the star and then they kill her ass.
Exactly.
That was gangster.
Although if you watch the first one again, it's like, how did you not know that the boyfriend...
No. Don't don't pull it apart now. Just enjoy it. Like, It was the 90s.
Late 90s, yeah.
It was the 90s, man. They got away with a lot of stuff.
Neve Campbell's coming back. All of the original cast members who are still alive.
Scream 5,
still
man.
Still going, dude.
Fucking, yeah, go. I'm here for it. Do it. Whatever.
Lion King 2.
Yeah.
You can feel the excitement.
Yeah. Lion King 2. So the original Lion King, as you know, was animated. And then the sequel was a straight-to-video movie called Simba's Pride.
1.5.
1.5.
Lion King 1.5.
Lion King 1.5. But it was straight to video. So my question is, are they going to use that straight to video movie as the basis for this?
Yeah, which wasn't fantastic. Was that some?
Well, it was one of their better ones.
The scale that we're working on was all relative. So it was better, but they aren't like, there's not lots to compare it against.
Fair enough. But I don't know. Well, I know why this is being made, because the fucking Lion King made like $1 billion.
Yeah.
But I don't want to see this just based on my viewing of The Lion King. I feel like, bottom line, the animals were too realistic and they could not emote. Yeah. So if they're going to give me the same thing, then I don't want to see it.
Why would they change the formula? They've gone with a really out there choice in director with Barry Jenkins.
I know, from Moonlight.
Yeah, which looked tonally and just from what he's done, this is really completely different from where he's come from before. Mm. These types of castings of directors is not...
Maybe Simba's going to come out.
Maybe. That's the twist. Spoiler for everyone.
Sorry. It's the official title of the movie is Lion King 2, Simba's Gay Pride.
Yeah. We're seeing here that quite a few sequels, including Borat that we mentioned earlier, Lion King 2, Scream 5... almost everything that's being announced is sequels these days.
Mm.
It's why are original movies dying?
Because nobody sees them, Jody. And no, it's not that. It's not that nobody sees them. It's that the risks are not being taken to support original films. So the studios, they just look at numbers, bruh.
Yeah.
Your major studios make... That's why comic book movies are so big, because they make money.
Yeah.
So your major studios, if your movie makes money, you get a sequel. Mm-hmm. That's the bottom line. Now, look at Bollywood. Those Indians are fucking fearless, man.
Yeah,
I don't know who funds their movies, but they do some wild shit.
The stars themselves?
Possibly. I mean, the Bollywood is fearless, and I feel Hollywood needs to be more like Bollywood.
Right? We lose out as an audience when the only things that are being done are either sequels, comic book adaptations, or converting our animated, the animated movies we grew up with, to these motion capture things that are all being done now,
But they just do. They're doing that because they have to, and money.
Yeah.
Disney's number one thing is money. Yeah. So as long as money is in the mix, this is what we got. But
come on, guys.
Come on, guys. We
talk.
Yeah, because they listen to the show. Walt Disney, I know you're listening.
In your cryogenic state.
In your anti-Semitic cryogenic state.
Please bring us original films.
Please fund it. It doesn't take much. It's a 10 mil year. It's a 20 mil there. That's fuck all for you.
Exactly.
Get your shit together. Okay, this one
technically, he's only a head right now, eh?
Yes.
Fun fact.
Disney is a head.
Walt is a head.
Oh, fuck. Jamie Foxx is coming back to play Electro.
It was such a weird bit of news.
I thought it was a joke.
I thought it was April Fool's. We all probably still remember.
Turns Jamie out Foxx's, it's October.
Yeah. COVID, bro. So Jamie Foxx was bright blue and really, really miscast as Electro.
Not a very good
film. Not
even
miscast. It was just like a shitty character.
Amazing Spider-Man is referring to, yeah.
So Amazing Spider-Man 2, Jamie Foxx played Electro in there. It worked out horribly. And somehow they've decided, let's run it back.
I won't be surprised if Jamie approached them and said, listen, give me another chance. I'm going to do this shit right.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to wear that bright green spandex. No, I don't think he'll go with the original Electro costume, but...
I don't think he'll be blue in the sequel.
I think
that he's going to be a lot truer to what we know Electro to be like.
Yeah. Because I like the way that they took the vulture. V.
Yeah.
You know, with the mechanics and so on.
And made it work.
Yeah, they did. I think he's going to do it justice this time. Because
Jamie Foxx is amazing. Yeah.
Jamie Foxx is a fucking good actor. Jamie Foxx is a fucking good actor.
He's amazing.
I'm looking forward to it. He's got a Mike Tyson.
Playing Mike?
He got a Mike Tyson movie coming up?
Yeah.
super excited for
that. Yeah, he was bulking up already.
Yeah, you have to.
And
Mike Tyson is losing weight.
Mike is super excited about it too. He's got his fight coming out, but he's also, I saw in his recent interview on Joe Rogan that him and Jamie are quite tight. So Jamie isn't like coming to interview him or anything. All he's doing is really like chatting to him every now and again and then using the info that he's already gleaned from seeing him.
Yeah.
Jamie's impersonations are insane.
Already. Yeah. Like, I feel like Mike Tyson has shared so much of his life already that he doesn't even need to.
He doesn't need to go and talk.
Yeah. Because I watched his one-man show. Have you seen it?
It's crazy.
It's amazing.
You would not think it would like that level of like real vulnerability. On stage.
Go watch Mike Tyson's one man show. Yeah. What's it called?
I can't remember.
It's called Mike Tyson. One man show.
You know, ostracized the lift audience, right?
Yeah, I know. Listen. Listen. No, look, I kid. Please stay if you listen. But if you pray, you must fuck off.
You must go, my bro.
Yeah, my bro.
My bro,
we don't fuck with that.
Sec, it's time for a review.
Now, where to begin? My mother named me Enola, which backwards spells alone. And yet, we were always together. And it was wonderful. She was my whole world. Which leads me on to the second thing you need to know. A week ago, I awoke.
Mother?
To find that my mother was missing. And she did not return.
I'm presently on the way to collect my brothers, Mycroft and Sherlock.
Yes, Sherlock Holmes. The famous detective, my genius brother. He will have all the answers.
Enola.
Where's your hat and your gloves?
Well, I have a hat. Just makes my head itch. And I have no gloves.
My God.
Enola Holmes from Netflix.
Yes.
Starring Millie Bobby Brown of Stranger Things fame, Henry Cavill of Superman fame, Helen Bonham Carter
of Tim Burton fame.
Tim Burton fame, yeah. Fucking hell. And again, Sam Claflin, directed by Harry Bradbeer. While searching for a missing mother, intrepid teen Enola Holmes uses her sleuthing skills to outsmart Big Brother, Sherlock, and help her runaway lord. Jody, do you want to kick us off with this one?
I've got some notes.
Tell me what your notes say.
I really like the beginning where they establish that this is going to be a very different world. So there's been a lot of Sherlock content recently. There's the Robert Downey Jr. cinematic movies that came out. There's the BBC Sherlock with Benedict Cumberbatch and Martin Freeman. So we've all seen quite a bit of Sherlock in different guises.
Because it's in the public domain, so exactly. People are going to adapt free. It.
So this, I feel like Enola Holmes immediately separates itself from all of that because you get this really lush green scenery, this very vast world that's out in the open, which is very different from the typical London setting that we see in the other Sherlock, the other Sherlock material. So from the trailer, they established this much lighter tone for this movie, I think. And when it starts off, we immediately go into that. Something that's done very different here, which is the breaking of the fourth wall, which for viewers...
How did you feel about that?
To describe it for viewers, breaking the fourth wall is when... You know, like when a character turns to the camera and talks to us as the audience, that's what we're referring to. I thought it's an interesting concept to use. I feel like they used it very inconsistently, though. So there's times in the movie where for some reason it just completely fades out, like in the more serious, almost like the anxiety parts of the film, they completely do away with it. Which actually brings me to my next point, that tonally I do feel the movie was a bit confused. She's young and she brings that exuberance of youth to the character. Millie Bobby Brown, I think, is brilliant in the role. I think she was really perfectly cast for this because she's probably the most famous up-and-coming former child star, still child star. She's 16 now, so I guess.
I don't know. I don't look at underage girls.
Neither do I. I enjoy her filmography. So I think she's one of the exciting talents coming up right now. And she was well cast in this role, but this movie really vacillates between being quite light, bright, funny, and really dark and like what I feel is almost unnecessarily violent at times. They could have just stuck with one or the other. There's also a bit of a MacGuffin with the mother going missing, because in the end, it's not something.
Yeah, let's talk a little about the story there, because you're coming and you meet Enola,
mm-hmm.
and you get a glimpse of her relationship with her mother and how she sees her life. So she has never left the estate. She doesn't know what London is. I mean, she knows what London is,
yeah.
but she's never been there. She only knows this house and the countryside where they yeah. live. And she spends all her time with her mother. They play chess. They fight. Physically fight. Yeah.
Her mother doesn't like, bring her up conventionally.
No.
At all.
Like training her to be a fucking assassin or something. Not yeah. necessarily assassin, but like, you know.
But rounded in a very different way from what women during that time would have considered important.
100%. You know? So from that time, you know, women are supposed to be subservient and, mm-hmm. and find a husband and...
You're being groomed for marriage.
100%. You must just find a mate and cook and pop fucking babies out. Mm-hmm. I mean, how far we've come.
Does Abby do that?
No, fuck that. Abby not popping no babies out. She cooks sometimes, uh-huh. but we're cooking men, aren't we?
We are very good cooking
men. Oh, yeah. I mean, I can fry things. No. So, Enola's mother doesn't bring her up with that in mind. So mm-hmm. Enola has no concept of being a proper lady.
Yes.
So when her mother goes missing and Enola is forced to go into the world and try and discover what has happened to her or if she left or mm-hmm. what the story is, she's exposed to everything from the outside world and
mm-hmm. including her brothers.
Exactly.
Who she doesn't have a relationship
yeah,
with.
Yeah, zero relationship with her brother. So, so when they come into the picture and they meet her for the first time, it's quite interesting to see that. They just see this girl who is so unconventional, as
yeah.
Jody put it.
She's the antithesis of what they also know woman to be.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, which is quite weird because if you kind of imagine that if... what's the mother's name in this film? I can't even remember.
Fuck, I don't know. Let's just call her Helena Bonham Carter.
Yeah. You know, if Helena Bonham Carter brought a daughter up in this way, you would have thought that she'd also have been quite different to what the other moms would have been like
yeah.
with Sherlock and Mycroft.
Yeah.
But somehow they expect that that Enola is going to be a typical young lady. And they also have that whole, you know, they play off of the humor of them having that expectation.
Yeah, of course.
And Enola being anything but.
Yeah, a rebel.
Yeah.
Positives. I will say that... Millie Bobby Brown, very fucking good. I mm-hmm. think this is a nice vehicle for her.
Mm-hmm.
I love the way that she, you know, wink at the camera and yeah. the little smiles and whatever yeah. while she was breaking the fourth wall.
Yeah.
I think they didn't do it during the darker moments of the movie because it would pull you out of
yeah.
it. She befriends this young man, mm-hmm. This boy, this
Lord.
Dude. Lord, yeah. fucking little Lord Fauntleroy. She befriends him and... you can see her start to get feelings and mm-hmm. or, and being interested in him and,
yeah.
and being intrigued. And then she would turn to the camera and like give mm-hmm. a little wink or a look.
Yeah.
And you know, like, shit, okay, she's a teenage girl going through some teenage girl things.
That to me was a bit of an unnecessary storyline. Like the whole her suddenly kind of falling for this guy. And while they don't outright have like, you know, a love story for them, I still felt like...
It happened too fast, eh?
Yeah, and they could have rather just played off of them being friends.
No, well, I mean, this is a first exposure to a young, virile, teenage male.
Hormones be
so
pumping,
so they
yo.
Be pumping, bro, you know? I mean, she was getting ready to smooch him and stuff. I mean,
I know.
But to your point, I did feel it was a little rushed. But then again, such a lot happens in the movie.
Yeah.
To the point where it kind of dragged a little bit for me. In general, I felt like things could have been cut or moved around and it wouldn't feel so draggy. Even though she was moving from location to location pretty fast.
Yeah. When you say like she jumped around, we have her like traveling into central London and kind of establishing herself there and again doing the whole fish out of water thing. And then there's a whole story that unfolds and then she goes back to the preparation school. She's like being taught to be a lady.
Yeah.
And then she has to break out of that. So again, it's like tonally it felt weird. It's the whole reason that she leaves is to find her mom. But that becomes completely sidelined with everything else that happens, and just they kind of, I feel, lose the thread of the story they wanted to tell.
Yeah.
Because the mom ends up being irrelevant to the main part of the story.
She does, but in the same time, the mother is kind of, the relationship between the two of them is kind of the emotional core of the film.
She prepared her for that one thing, for various things, but all, you know, more in line with her becoming like a, like this young fighter, this young rebel.
Yeah.
But then when the more conventional things happen to her, it's kind of like, what do I do now?
Yeah. I mean, you would feel fucking lost without your mother at that age as well.
No, definitely. I mean, look, I've mentioned Tone a couple
of times. Who's going to make your fucking sandwiches, bro?
I couldn't even make sandwiches at the time, bro. My mommy used to make me peanut butter and coffee every day. Throughout high school.
Yes, you had it good, bro.
In bed, it was...
In bed?
She used to wake... I used to get peanut butter and coffee for breakfast every morning. In bed.
Jody Klinefelter.
I miss it so much.
Are you fucking... Jenna, you need to step in.
She hasn't done it once. Okay, in her defense, she's allergic to nuts, but stop.
That's no excuse.
Use gloves,
then. Use gloves. You can wear a mask in your house now. I want to talk about Henry Cavill's performance. So if you know about the case that Sir Arthur Conan Doyle's estate was suing the producers of this movie because they feel that Sherlock is too emotional and they own the rights to the emotional Sherlock.
Yes.
So what did you think?
So sociopathic Sherlock is in the public domain,
yeah.
Which is why those other films and series exist, but this one not so much.
What did you think on like his performance?
I thought it was an interesting take on the character. Quite reserved. Him being outsmarted a couple of times by Enola was also an interesting concept for me because I didn't know. At times I felt like they were playing at this some mastermind at work thing happening when in actual fact that's not really the case. So Sherlock being outsmarted and not really showcasing his sleuthing abilities, his deductive abilities, was a bit weird for me.
But it wasn't about him.
It wasn't about him, but if you're going to include him, why not include at least some of that?
I guess. But in the end, he does solve the case, just not
too late.
Exactly, not soon enough.
Yeah.
I don't know if Sir Arthur Conan Doyle's estate has a case, but he was definitely warmer than the Sherlock than we used to.
Yes,
but I feel like he played it more intrigued by Enola Holmes because of how smart she is. He realized, holy shit, this is someone who's actually quite smart, and she kind of knows what she's doing.
And that's why I felt like the ending of the movie was actually a missed opportunity, because the two of them kind of miss each other, and then she figures out that she
herself. Brings you back to the asshole that is Mycroft. I did not enjoy his character, not just because he was supposed to be like the bad brother, but I feel like they overdid it. They took it too far. He was like this...
Mycroft is typically portrayed as being much smarter than Sherlock.
I
mean, that is canon.
He's the older brother.
He's older, he's smarter, he's lazier.
Yeah.
And that's why he's usually like portrayed as either fat or overweight or conscious about his weight. But in this movie, I felt that wasn't presented to us at all.
No, he was just a dick.
A twist.
Like, yeah.
It was literally like just being
a twist. That's the best word you can use. He was an absolute twist he's wealthy. Mm. What reason do you have to be? I understand your relationship with your mother is strained, and you know, they have a storied past from what I can tell. Mm. But still, bruh, you don't have to treat this teenager like such a fucking asshole.
Yeah. So they really pushed that quite far.
Yeah, too far, I feel. Took me out of it.
Yeah. So we both had different things that kind of took us out of this film a little bit.
I have a friend who really, really loved it. But she is a mother.
Okay.
So I feel like she pulled certain things out of that movie that I didn't necessarily pull. But overall fun, I guess.
We watched it on a Friday night. I think it's really nice popcorn fare.
That microwave popcorn. Who's got time for pot popcorn? Who makes popcorn pop? Still. Do you?
I do mine in the pot, right?
Yo!
Bitchy Wally, bitchy butter.
No, Jody, we're working adults now. We can afford microwave popcorn.
We can afford it, but I don't think it fits in my microwave. Let's stop spinning. Also, Fresh Pops is best, man.
No, okay. Actually, you know, thinking back, you're right. So, the rating scale for this week, Jody, it's based on emotions because of the emotional portrayal of Sherlock Holmes.
That's a really cool system.
So, it's an emotional scale. I'm going to take you through it.
Uh-huh.
We'll go from worst to best. Uh-huh. The worst being depressed or worthless.
Yeah.
Then you have angry, unvalued. Then you have frustrated or sad. Then you have neutral, empty. Mm-hmm. Then you have hopeful, mm-hmm. valued. Next one is believing or esteemed.
Yes.
And finally, the best score is knowing and worthy.
I'd go for a mix of the two.
You can't mix two. You have to pick one.
Damn it.
I gave you like fucking seven options.
I was going to like, I'm leaning towards like a half.
Oh, half? There's no halves yet, but I just fucking choose one.
Okay, I'll go for hopeful and valued.
Well, that's the normal one. I'm kidding.
That's my one. I'm kidding. Damn it. This is my truth.
All right. Oh, yeah. Speak your truth, Johnny.
Speaking my
this
truth.
This is a safe-ish space.
Safe-ish. I'm going for hopeful and valued. I think that I lean towards hopeful and esteemed, actually. But because I have to choose one, I'd go more for hopeful and valued purely because I think there are moments that kind of take me out of what I think they were trying to do.
Yeah.
But overall, it's still something a film I enjoyed.
Yeah. I am going to say hopeful and valued as well. Mm-hmm. Just because I can't, the one below that is neutral and empty.
And over that is believing and
yeah, esteemed. I mean, I'm not going to watch it again, but I don't regret watching it. It was cool. Was
that and I would say that Millie Bobby Brown, keep doing what you're doing right now.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
She's on a good trajectory.
Because she listens, obviously. Close personal friend of ours.
Yeah, she's a big fan of the show.
Yeah. Keep doing what you're doing, girl.
Keep doing.
Slay, girl.
Yeah, man. Like, keep that trajectory flowing. You're going to go from good to very good to the best. Real soon.
My wife actually, she was watching the film and then she was like, is her face longer? And I'm like, yes, she's fucking growing.
She's not 8 years old.
Anyway, that's it for this week. Jody, tell the good people where they can find us.
Please go and find us on Instagram. Look us up, Bioscope Russell. Instagram page is lots of fun information. We put up random clips, random audio clips, as well as some funny snippets from the show. And we'll also be updating you guys on release dates and things. We'll put all that content up on the Instagram page.
We're going to get more consistent with that, I swear. Okay.
At some point.
At some point.
Don't make promises you can't keep yet.
Okay. I don't swear. on the blood of my family. Stay safe, everyone out there. And safe, Jody.
Safe, Ross.